This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Upon us. It's almost halfway through the month of August. Today's the 14th.
Tomorrow's
15th. 14th. 1-4. How do you do? Lots of things happening around. Happening, man. We're talking about it. Happening. DJV show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. And you liking or not liking what's going on? It is. In fact, well, let's see. I think the thing that struck me, you know how I am when it comes to detail, ladies, the headline, Trump administration to give 125 million face masks to school. Now, knowing me as you do, both of you, what do you think I find objectionable in that headline, that sentence? Trump administration to give 125 million face masks to schools.
Where's the money coming from?
Well, that's the point of it isn't.
I'm assuming it's part of one of the acts that were signed.
Yeah, but it's not the Trump administration is giving anybody anything. The United States taxpayer is going to fund 125 million face masks to school. Now, it may sound like a technicality, but all too often we sort of personify something that isn't. There is a president, and he's a person, but the administration is not personification of that person. It certainly is influenced by that person, but as we can tell by looking at the last couple of years especially, there certainly is not complete agreement in the administration as to what to do and how to do it. Although I would guess this is probably something that most people in the administration, most people everywhere, I think is appropriate, sending masks to schools. And I know it seems like a kind of a maybe even a childish thing, but we are so casual or careless with our language and with thought, and I try to make remember the picture on the Dutch boy paints of the kid holding his finger in the dike? That's what the Dutch boy was. That's kind of like that seems to be what goes on here. At least that's I want to be the guy who puts his finger in the dike to stop a little bit of the phrasing, the language, the misappropriate use of verbs and adverbs and nouns and stuff. So, anyway, having said all of that, maybe put the audience to sleep, 125 million face masks to schools around the country. This is something that acknowledges that youngsters are going back to school, which in my mind is the appropriate thing. All right, so what are the two of you, Jennifer? Yes, the administration is ready to deploy all this stuff. And they're going to send people from the government, the CDC, if there is need for help if kids get sick, I guess, right?
Yeah, the federal government doesn't get to decide if local schools go back, but they can facilitate making it better or easier for schools to go back. And so I think it's appropriate to think that in California, my home state, most of the schools are going to be closed down. And I don't think that that's the right way to go. I think, truthfully, it really punishes people who are in a lower income class. I mean, there are lots of surveys that say that kids that are in a lower socioeconomic group will suffer the most because their parents will either not be able to provide them with the resources that they need, their parents will have to work. There's maybe some issues with them if they rely on school districts for meals or that sort of thing. Those types of things are going to go away, and it's unfortunate. And I think we're setting back now this generation of kids by continuing distance learning into the fall semester. I understand everybody was running around in the spring, and did they do a good job with kids? No, but we were hit. We were surprised. No one saw it coming, and so we did what we had to do. Now we've had time to let this all process, and I think we can do better at least than what my state's proposing.
Yeah. All right. So how does it impact where you are on in New Jersey and in that area around New York City, Victoria, do you think?
I believe Cuomo said in New York that that there will be in-person learning. I think de Blasio is doing that as well for the reasons that Jen just cited, because, you know, there are a lot of inner-city kids who are just already falling behind, and to have that gap be widened is just a travesty.
So is in-person learning going back to school? Is that what,
yeah.
Why don't we just say they're going back to school?
Well, because school is happening either way. So there's distance learning and in-person learning. So in New Jersey, there's going to be a mix. There's an option, depending on how bad the cases are county by county. Because in New Jersey, people have just been stupid in a lot of cases and in a lot of different places. So, you know, there are houses that have been shut down, 700 people at a house party, 400 people at a house party. It's ridiculous what's going on in this state. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's probably going to be county by county.
All right. So the acknowledgement that going back to school is something that's happening, maybe more so than the school attendance that was, and you wonder if it's required or is it going to be voluntary, and if it's voluntary, how do the youngsters learn, that sort of thing. That was pretty good news as we work through, meter through the numbers from the week. The number of individuals who are filing new unemployment insurance claims improved. Let's see, from back in March, it's gone down 1 million people since the last count last week. Labor Department releasing the statistics. So the initial jobless claims last week, 963,000 versus 1.1 million that were expected, and that's the number that was filing, that were number of people filing work for unemployment insurance the week before. I still think a lot of people are choosing to take the insurance rather than go back to work.
It ran out. That extra 600 ran out the end of July.
Yeah, but you just signed the executive order the first week of
extra,
August.
But there's still unemployment insurance, the regular
right.
program, the regular
well, regular unemployment. Yeah, but
yeah,
people live on that.
What people do all the time. Not during a pandemic. They live on
I don't know how people live on that. I've been on unemployment, and it's who lives on $400 a week? That's impossible.
No. You're getting regular unemployment with
plus
an additional $400 a week.
I know that. But what I'm saying is regular unemployment at the max is $400. If you work for tips, you won't even register anywhere near that. So that's part of the problem here. If you are a bartender or a server or a nail tech or anybody who works in a hair salon, if the salon hasn't reopened, you're getting paid like $5 an hour because your tips are supposed to bring you up to minimum wage.
Right.
But that's not
what
the
you
books.
Pay into the. But that's what you pay into the system.
You don't get that back though. I've been on it. I've done both. I've done a full time employment and I've been a bartender and I was on unemployment. It's totally not the same. So I don't know. And the $300 that Trump proposed, that's state by state is going to have to agree to that. So
it's
not
$400.
A given.
Yeah, it's 400.
It's not 400. It's 300 because the one extra 100 has to come from the state. He
right,
already
25%.
Right, that's been laid out. So it's not 400. The state has to agree to the extra 100.
The state should. It's the state's responsibility to help pay for unemployment. They get the money back from your taxes.
There are so many jobs available now. It's the individuals. I don't agree with either one of you. It's the individual's job to go find a job and there are a lot of jobs around.
Well, I think that's true.
It's not my responsibility to pay you to not work if there is employment available.
You've paid into the system. You are entitled to it.
Why?
If
there's a good job, why should you be entitled to not?
Because I have paid my own money into unemployment. So if I am unemployed, I deserve that money back. That's how it works.
When there's a legitimate
Social Security, it's
hole
the same thing.
Where there's no job, that's fine. But if you are able-bodied,
depending on what field you're in,
well,
I know able-bodied. You want everyone to work on a farm. I get it, but like that's not realistic.
No, not
for
necessarily.
Everybody.
But that's an example of where there is a lot of work, and there aren't people, there aren't bodies to fill the job. And I know that most farmers now are paying over minimum wage to the tune of 12 to 14
that's
bucks
great.
An hour. That's better than what you. It ought to be better than what you get on unemployment. I don't know how the numbers shake out. I've never been on unemployment, so I don't know how the system works, and I guess I should be thankful for that.
It's you know what? It's you should. That's true. And I can tell you right now, having been on it a few times, working in radio is a very volatile industry, especially like how I started. And it is. People who've never been on unemployment think that it's a cakewalk. It's not. Mm. It's stressful. My husband was on unemployment for 9 months last year before he got his new job. It's incredibly stressful, and I resent when people say, oh, whatever, just get a job. You know, it's not that easy of a system. It's not just like they hand you money. You have to report on what jobs you're looking for, what interviews you've gone on. It's a lot more intensive than what people who've never been on it sit back and go, oh, just, you know, whatever, it's easy. It's free money, get a job. It's not that simple.
It may not be for you. I know some people who have abused it and almost made a living abusing it.
So I don't know how you can make a living on it. It's a finite amount of time you can be on it.
You go to work, go back to work, and then you get fired.
I'm not talking about disability.
I know, but that's how people make a living out of it.
Yeah,
people make a living out of it by going on unemployment. When it runs out, then they say that they're too stressed, and so they can't work. And so people do abuse the system.
I mean, I think
you can be honest enough to say that.
I know a guy who worked on a nearby farm. He got a job, and he was there for a week, and he didn't like the work because it was too hard. So he jumped out of a window and broke his ankle.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That's
desperation. I'd rather go get a job, actually.
No, that's a mental health problem. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay. We need help for them, too. 17 after the hour on the Friday DJV program.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The DJV program, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Was it last weekend when those 250,000 people went to that town in South Dakota?
Sturgis.
It's this week, yeah.
Oh, it's this week. Okay.
Oh, I thought it happened already last week.
I did, too.
It did. It happened earlier in the week, yes.
All right. Okay. So now a Sioux tribe or a number of Sioux tribes in South Dakota are setting up checkpoints to block bikers from getting to motorcycle rallies, using the land to turn away bikers. This is something that I think is going on in other places around the country as well. All those people. So this is a week-long thing. Is that what it is? The Sturgis thing?
Sturgis, I don't know how long it is, but it's a big bike gathering, and it's thousands of people. They have concerts. I think one of the stories coming up this week was that Smash Mouth performed, and basically
if that's all they can get, then.
Well, I used to love Smash Mouth, for your information.
But like, would you buy a ticket now?
If it was like 30 or 40 bucks, I might, but.
What, if there's that many people together? These people going there were saying, "Up yours to these
people."
We're going
Smash
anyway.
Mouth said, right? Take coronavirus and
All right, yeah. It's 21 after.
It's early in the morning.
Eh.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wait a minute. 92 degrees here. What's going on?
Although fireplace in Tahoe sounds nice.
Dolly Parton
here. Always
saying
how weird it is to do Christmas songs in July.
Yeah.
It's so hot, which is what most albums are
to get them ready, right, for Christmas sales. So at 23 after the hour, in our music portion of this hour of the DJV program, we start with Dolly releasing a new holiday album. It's called A Holly Dolly Christmas. That's a pretty good one. I like that. Solo songs, and then there's the duet with Michael Bublé, Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, Jimmy Fallon, Willie Nelson, and her brother Randy. Why Jimmy Fallon, I guess, would be the question here. But
it might be kind of a funny song.
Yeah, man. The arrival of this album will be October the 2nd. It's Parton's first Christmas album in 30 years, as both renditions of holiday classics and original songs as well. She wrote 5 songs herself, as a matter of fact. A Holly Dolly Christmas, the first single, it's called Cuddle Up, Cozy Down Christmas. That's the one she sings with Michael Bublé. Let's see here. She said, I figured since everybody probably wouldn't get to celebrate Christmas as usual this year, I wanted to be creative instead of sitting around the house. At least this summer. Yeah, I don't want to sit around. So I put on my mask, my gloves, and practiced social distancing, as well as all the wonderful musicians did.
This is my favorite. It's so dramatic. Which one is
Hard Candy? Hard Candy Christmas.
It's her last, from her last Christmas. Pressing, but I love to sing it really loud. Hard candies are terrible. This makes me think this is a horrible Christmas for her.
Not about hard candies. It's about being really sour, like, sad. Oh, I thought he was just listening.
Yeah,
yeah, this is a sad one, but I love it, and it's always fun to sing really loud. Actually, any time of year when you're when you're ready.
It's a Hard Candy Christmas.
I'm excited about this album. I think it's, I don't know, I don't, anything Dolly does, I think, is pretty fun and good.
Yeah.
And this year's Christmas, I mean, there are a lot of unknowns, uncertainties as to what it's going to look like. My mom the other day, half joking, said, are we going to even put up a tree this year? I'm like, yes, we're putting up trees.
Yeah, I think that's
like, well,
okay.
Well, why? Why would we even put up trees? And I said, it's what we're going to do. We need a little sparkle this year.
Need a little Christmas.
That, right this very minute. And Dolly Parton giving it to us in music news. All right, so there's Dolly Parton. You can check that out. And now we move on to Willie Nelson, who's remaking On the Road Again. This with his Academy of Country Music New Artist nominees. He teamed with 10 artists to remake this iconic hit. And it's been released on digital platforms, Country Radio, August 13th. This remix features this year's 10 ACM Award New Artist of the Year nominees, Ingrid Andress, Gabby Barrett, Jordan Davis, Russell Dickerson, Lindsay Ellie, Riley Green, Kaylee Hammock, Cody Johnson, Tennille Towns, and Morgan Wallen. Proceeds from this single will benefit Dougie, the ACM Lifting Lives COVID-19 Response Fund. So kind of a cool project to bring in some new artists with a icon in Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I guess if you like, I like Willie Nelson by himself, frankly. I don't just having all these people. I mean, it's a nice idea, I suppose, if you're trying to spread out. But for me, I'm a Willie Nelson purist, unless he's with somebody like Dolly. I don't know. These people are not as well known by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, that's why they're
maybe
new artists.
Good, but
new artists.
Kind of
yeah.
a so fun he's
thing.
Propping up new artists. I love that. It's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, that may be...
But I agree, this does not in any way compare to the original version. Like, no way. But it's a cute project.
Mm-hmm. There he goes. Crack it up for that one. Get on the road again. Who's this? That's not Willie.
It's Willie.
Wow, his voice sounds stronger now than it has for a while.
Yeah, I don't think this is a new recording.
No,
probably honest.
Not.
Yeah. I think this is a remix. On the road again. Like
a gypsy, we go down. And who's that? Can we identify that voice?
Bunch of voices in there.
Yeah. All right, 28 after on the DJV show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying, national politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring, and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Eliminating the negative as we can, although there always are things going on that are troubling, let's move into the positive pew, if you know what I mean. It's Thursday. No, it's Friday. I guess that's one way we know that it's time for the end of the week. It has been week number runga bunga for me. I have not had a wonderful week.
I have a cell wall going. I just cross one off every week.
That's a good way of looking at it.
That's what it feels like these days.
Yeah, I know. Yep. DGV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Stefan. So something that we can feel good about, even though we didn't have any play in it, is this Middle Eastern peace accord that has been announced between the Israelis and the United Arab Emirates. I guess.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal. It's unfortunate, again, that everything is so political, because I don't think it got the attention that it really needs. This is something that we could actually celebrate, that everybody should be celebrating, particularly Jewish Americans. I think this is really important. So the Prime Minister of Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. He talked about what they're calling a historic deal between his country and the United Arab Emirates, calling it, quote, the greatest advancement towards peace between Israel and the Arab world in the last 26 years. The deal between both of these nations was brokered by President Trump and, more particularly, and people will laugh, but Jared Kushner has actually been working on this since the very beginning of the Trump administration. It's expected to lead to what they call a full normalization of diplomatic relations between the Middle Eastern nations. Under the agreement, which was announced by the president on Thursday, Israel has agreed to suspend applying sovereignty to areas of the West Bank that it had discussed annexing. It will also lead to Israel and the United Arab Emirates signing bilateral agreements on investment, technology, security, tourism. They're also, I mean, broadly setting up embassies. They're going to have ambassadors. They'll allow flights between the two countries, and if all goes according to the agreement, that would make the United Arab Emirates the third nation to establish diplomatic ties with Israel. Egypt signed an agreement back in 79. Jordan signed one in 1994. And, I mean, a couple of things just of note. First of all, they said that this is just the first country in this area that is willing to come to the table, that Israel is willing to come to the table with as well and create this deal. There is also a common enemy here in Iran, and so a lot of the countries, I think it's pretty symbolic that a lot of the countries in this region are realizing that they need to kind of ally up. And so I think that common enemy is bringing people together a lot faster than maybe would have happened under different circumstances. So they say that this is just the first country that will be added to this peace agreement, that there will be others that we'll hear about. But I think it's something positive that we can actually all celebrate. I don't think there's anything bad about this deal.
All right.
Where does this leave Palestine?
Still in the same situation. Yeah, I mean, I think...
Do they have a seat at this table? Because that's the one
I
heard that...
No, Israel has said that they're willing to have the conversation. It's been Palestine who's actually been walking away from having these kinds of talks. So I think that the seat is there if they choose to sit in it.
The South Koreans, along with the Americans, as long as we're taking a flight around the world, have announced there will be scaled-down joint military drills because of the virus, not because we're afraid of the big bad wolf. The drills usually involve lots and lots and lots of soldiers, a schedule for this next week, mostly done using computer simulation. So one wonders how that works. So all the soldiers look at a screen? I mean, what do you do in computer simulation?
You can be trained. It's like a flight simulator. Pilots can still be trained without actually being in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing.
Do we need to be doing these things still? Is there still energy behind them? Are we worried about North Korea? Or is this just flexing muscles? Or what are we doing this for? It's very expensive, by the way, if you did it in real time with real people and real equipment. Very expensive. So what's been gained, or what in the past what's gained, and in the present what would be gained by doing this, other than some...
Well, I think having our presence known in South Korea is important against North Korea.
Well, you don't think they know we're there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you're asking why are we still doing these things, so... Yeah,
well,
I think
they know
isn't
there
that
are lots
the point?
Of soldiers plan. No, I don't know what the point. I honestly don't know what the point is. That's why I'm asking the question. It's like the North Koreans, they don't know the Americans are there, and they don't know that America has the largest and strongest military presence in the world. So what are we doing all of this stuff for? I don't get it, frankly. Do I not? What am I missing is my question. Or are we just doing these things because we've always done it? And the soldiers got to do something with their time so they can practice, but they can't practice now because of the virus. So it makes me uncomfortable because we spend so much time preparing for war that this case...
Well, would you rather prepare for war or be unprepared for war?
What does it mean to be unprepared? How prepared
means to
or
be
unprepared?
Ambushed.
Say again?
Means to be ambushed.
Ambushed. And so, what do you mean? Some guy hiding behind a rock?
I would rather have the biggest, best, most well-trained military, because that is what
we do.
People respect.
We do have the biggest,
but that reason that we do. The reason that we do is because we're constantly doing exercises like this. I think what a lot of people don't understand is that the theater of war is changing. It is very rare.
That's a computer.
It's very unlikely that soldiers are going to have to march into battle in large form like they did in other countries before. And that's why, you know, people laugh and go, the Space Force, Marvin the Martian. No. Russia and China are fighting their wars from space.
Who's doing that?
A lot of people were critical of everything that the administration does. Oh, what do we need this for? So we need it because China and Russia have it and because they're doing better at it than we are. So as far as our biggest and brightest and best military, not when it comes to using satellite technology, they're ahead of the game. And so that's why we are upgrading our technology.
Well, that's where we should spend our money. Then not having a bunch of soldiers traipsing around the desert or whatever. I like this one. Pentagon forming a new task force to investigate UFOs. About time. All right. They've been doing it. They just want to go public.
I was going to say, like they haven't already. Give me a break.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. So the
I wonder if they'll reform that commission, though, because the one under Harry Reid, you know, only lasted from, what, 2007 to 2012? But I wonder now, there's renewed interest when they released those videos. Even Trump commented and said, wow, or said, I'm paraphrasing something like, wow, those are some videos. You know, I think that there's a lot of interest in it right now.
Haven't you noticed, though? Remember, I don't know about Bush, but I know Obama and Trump were both like, oh, yeah, we'll talk about UFOs under my administration. Obama goes in, it's crickets. Trump's like, oh, yeah, I'll declassify Area 51, no problem. Crickets. So,
right.
So yeah. Everybody goes in for making these promises, and then they obviously are told something, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's one of the first things I'd ask if I were elected to
everybody
office when they're divulging
that.
Bring
the
me
secrets,
to Area
right?
51.
On day
I
one,
go.
You find out about the aliens. Like,
and
everybody
then all of a sudden,
wants to know that.
Everybody shuts up.
Yep.
So,
So, yeah, exactly. Then the fact that there isn't any consensus
about
this.
I've seen Nancy Pelosi's forked tongue. I know it.
There you go. What was that TV show, V, where everybody was really a snake?
They had
forked tongues. Yeah, that was it. That was a scary television
they
show.
They rebooted it, remember?
They brought it back.
Joel Gretsch was there, yeah.
It was still scary. So, anyway, whether the Senate Intelligence Committee vote to have the Pentagon and the members of the intelligence community provide more info for the public. Is the public looking for a distraction from the virus, and could this provide it? Maybe the virus came from outer space. You know, that's not too facetious. I say that, and you might say, oh, there's Doug again. But remember I theorized a couple of months ago about all the things nobody talks about. Nobody talks about stuff like this for whatever the reason. You think that people can't handle this information? If
some
it was
people
true?
Can't. Honestly, some people's brains can't. They just can't wrap their heads around it. It's just too much.
There are
some
a lot
people
of those
do
things.
Not have like expansive thinking.
Categorically, that can apply to all kinds of things, Victoria.
Absolutely.
Not just to this sort of stuff. In terms of what comes through space and makes it through our atmosphere and lands on this planet, you have no idea. You know, we were talking about all of the launches of satellites this week and what kind of space junk there is up in the atmosphere that we created. But what we don't talk about is the stuff, it's kind of like from the movie Armageddon, when you see all the pieces, this big things heading to the Earth and Bruce Willis and everybody go up, they try to blow it up. So under the circumstances, that's a movie, but yet that's true. Maybe not the big chunks, although there are a bunch of big chunks that have passed the Earth this year by as little as 300,000 to 400,000 miles. Not enough to destroy civilization, but something to make a hell of a dent in the surface of the planet if it got through our atmosphere. But there are these smaller pieces about the size of a baseball that travel through space because, and they don't even necessarily come from our galaxy. They come from someplace else in the universe, from planets that blew up billions of years ago. But in those little crystals, those little bullets, those little balls, little piece of stone, there are bacteria and other things that have come and they get onto the planet. Who knows what they develop into? You know, this virus we know was created in a laboratory, but what was the origin of it? Somewhere down the line, this virus we are dealing with now and other viruses, this is not the original shape or form of this thing. In this case, it got modified in the lab, but a lot of them grow and mutate. And again, who knows? People say, well, I don't understand where these things come from. Science doesn't understand where a lot of these things come from. And so that really puts a spin on it. It puts people, what? Where did it come from? Outer space? How could that be? It can be because it is. How's that? Yes.
It's deep. Very no. Yoda. Yeah.
It can be
go.
Because it is.
There you are. Yeah.
There I am. We are here because we are here. EPA rescinding a lot of methane regulations. This is good for people like me. Not because
yeah,
I have a lot
have
of methane.
A lot of gas.
It's not okay. The kind of cow methane you're thinking of.
Well,
poor Doug won't get his certification.
This is not good news for the environment at all.
Okay.
This,
all
right, so this is removing any restrictions of the natural gas companies having to actually monitor their own lines. This is horrible for the environment.
Which is folly because we've seen a number of incidences in Baltimore the other day. Remember when that whole block blew up?
That's
because
I mean, natural gas is so it's so dangerous. And anybody living in cities, no, you don't even need to be in a city, but if you do live in a city and you have gas running through the building, you're constantly aware that your building might blow up if someone's stupid and does something wrong, or if the gas company messes up, and we've seen that happen. An entire block blew up in Harlem a couple years ago and killed everybody. It's horrible.
Yep. Whole neighborhood blew up.
23 houses up in near you. I remember that.
There were seven in that row house in Baltimore the other day. I think there were seven. Yep. Buildings that blew up, flattened to the ground, boom.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
it.
this is a blatant, this is just a blatant kiss
you
ass.
You short-circuited, though, Victoria. Be short-circuited. I wanted to talk about methane. I love to talk about methane gas.
Yeah, I know, but it's not cow farts that we're talking about here. Yeah. It's a lot more dangerous than cow farts.
Right. Although AOC hates a cow fart, just FYI.
Is she really?
Not a fan. Okay. She's not a fan of it.
I'll keep my comment about AOC to myself.
Well, she's right about factory farming. That's a huge, huge...
Yeah, it is a big problem.
Horrible, horrible effects of...
Oh, way to recapture Doug by bringing that up.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
You gotta play fair.
It's National Financial Awareness Day, boys and girls, because money is so important to our peace of mind. Financial Awareness Day is a great time to review where you are now and where you're going financially. Started in 1946. John Biggins, all right? He was a bank. He was the first one. I can't really read this. It says charge it. He was the one who came up with a MasterCard, right? Credit cards. Yeah. And in 1950, Frank McNamara and Ralph Schneider introduced the Diners Club card. I think I'm the only one in the country that still has, a Discover card, which is the maturation of the Diners Club. Yeah.
My brother, we tease him all the time for being really cheap. He took out a Discover card, so like literally wherever he goes with friends, no restaurant takes Discover, so he can't ever pay for dinner.
Oh, nice. Love those guys. In 1959, the American Express card was first used. How many people have an American
Express card? I have two of them.
Do you? Yeah.
Yep.
I had one and I got into it. I had three of them, actually. I paid the bills together and I got into a big fight when one day all of a sudden they said.
That doesn't sound like you. Are you sure?
I know.
Wait, just a second.
We just know you so well at this point.
What?
Cute. All right, Jennifer, what's on TV tonight? I guess I'll short circuit that conversation. What do we have on television?
You haven't asked me what's on TV in 12 years.
Well, I'm tired of having everybody dump on me, so I decided I'd send it.
All right,
your way.
I'm ready. Here we go. The greatest at-home videos. Kristen Chenoweth hosts this on CBS. It's one of those at-home specials at 8 p.m. tonight on CBS. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That's Guy Fieri and his family. Take a look back at the pilot episode of this series. That's new tonight, 9 p.m. on Food Network. Here we go. We talk about some ghosts and spooky, scary stuff. Extreme Paranormal Witness. This is a young family's life turned to chaos.
So good.
Yeah, when they move into a new home and their 5-year-old daughter seems to make friends with an invisible girl at 9 p.m. on Travel Channel.
Sounds like a Steven Spielberg movie. How many, three, what was that movie? All right, never mind. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. It's our moment in the week to review the top technology items, according to Victoria Keelan's research. At number 5, talking about all of the things in space, Virgin Orbit in the focus this week, Victoria.
Yeah, so, you know, Richard Branson he's been a big proponent of space travel, and so he's continued to move forward with his Virgin Orbit plan. That's his company. And so they are they're going to launch 11 small satellites. They're working with NASA, and NASA has this CubeSat initiative. They call it CSLI. And which sounds like something that belongs on CBS. And so the mission is planned to occur before the end of the year, and all 11 small satellites are from individual universities. So tons of universities like University of Michigan and Colorado and Florida, Vanderbilt, California Polytech, Brigham Young, New Mexico State. All of the satellites will go up together on Cosmic Girl, which is the name of Virgin Orbit's carrier aircraft. And they will depart from Mojave Air and Spaceport in California, and they're going to be doing all kinds of experiments and tests and things like that. But it's really great that NASA has paired up with not only with Virgin, which gives them some credibility like we've seen recently with SpaceX, but it's also great that universities are now able to further those programs.
All right, cool. Number 4, facing up at Facebook. Blackface stuff for them.
Right. Facebook has expanded its ban on racist writings and imagery, and they have new specific rules prohibiting depictions of blackface and statements or images suggesting anything negative against Jewish people, especially that they control the world or major institutions. So Facebook already has a broad ban on hate speech, but they really felt that they, and they were right, they needed to get into much more detailed prohibited language and images. So they have reported, so far, they've reported 7 million pieces of harmful coronavirus misinformation has been taken down off of Facebook and Instagram between April and June, and then they say that they have also put warning labels on 98 million pieces of misinformation about coronavirus.
Ooh.
Nuts.
Wow.
I am. Facebook is such a cesspool of misinformation and ignorant people passing stuff around that's not true. You really need to like research and read before you repost stuff. Even if you think you know the person or you went to high school with them 50 years ago, it doesn't mean you know them now. You don't know their sources and you don't know what their politics are. People are way too trusting on Facebook. There have been studies that the older you are, the more trusting you are on Facebook, and it's kind of a mess.
All right. Number three, a new deal, sort of a combo between Walmart and Instacart.
Right. Walmart's partnering with Instacart to get groceries delivered. This is their latest bid to basically their competition is Amazon and Whole Foods. And so a lot of other people in the meantime, Instacart has provided grocery delivery services for Albertsons, Aldi, Costco, Kroger, Foodtown, and Target. They also have regional stores like Wegmans and pharmacies like CVS. So Walmart needs to get on top of this, and so they're hoping that with the introduction of this partnership with Instacart, that they'll be able to deliver groceries within 2 hours, and they're hoping that this is going to help them get a leg up.
A leg up, cool. Twitter, speaking of getting a leg up, is this good for people who use Twitter, this news this week?
I think this is great news for people who use Twitter. Twitter introduced a new feature that allows you to limit who can reply to your tweets. So users now have three options. In the past, it was just everyone could reply to your tweet. Now you actually can pick and choose. You can have the option of everyone can still reply, only people that you follow, or only people that you mention in your tweet. So you can really limit the amount of, like, trolls, and there's so much anger and angry language, and people are just really ruthless and horrible. Plus, you've got bots, and you've got Russians, you've got the Chinese. I mean, there's so many other people involved in this now on social media. It's been completely... It's been taken over, and it's now with this new beta testing that they've done on this new option, 60% of people who used the feature said that it helped them not need to use block or mute anymore, which is really good news. And so we'll see how it goes. Now, the only people who are not going to get this option are publicly elected officials, including the president. So that doesn't change for them, but for everybody else, all us regulars, it's a good thing.
All right, and number one is a combo of info from the largest tech companies in our country.
Yep. Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft have all spoken out this week against Trump's suspension of guest worker visas, specifically the H-1B. And these are many foreign-born tech workers who operate under these visas. And so there are 50 companies in total who filed a lawsuit saying this is going to cripple Silicon Valley and our tech production in this country.
All right, there it is, our wrap on the top five items this week, the issues from the world of technology that you ought to know about in case you didn't hear the stories.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.